Watch, vulnerable Democrat Haley Stevens hides in car, refuses to answer questions on China. By Jacob Bliss on June 28, 2021. An exclusive video obtained by Breitbart News shows vulnerable Democrat Representative Haley Stevens, me, hiding in a car while refusing to answer questions on the recent revelations she supports the opportunity China has to offer the United States. The video shows Stevens retreating into a car to escape what appears to be a male Republican questioner. The male said, "Hello, Congresswoman, quick questions. Why did you praise China, Congresswoman?" The Congresswoman then hides in her car where she stayed for about a minute until what appears to be Stevens's staffer in suits help her out of the car to provide a buffer. Out of the car, the male tracker again tries pressing Stevens on her China stance. The interviewer posed the question, "Congresswoman, why did you praise China?" The tracker also added, "China is currently committing a genocide against the Uyghur people. Do you not care about genocide, Congresswoman?" "Congresswoman, China's unfair trade practices led to the loss of over 100,000 jobs in Michigan. Do you not care about the unfair trade practices affecting Michiganders?" he added. Then, before Stevens walks into the building to avoid further questions, her interrogator calls her a coward for not speaking up against genocide. In the video, it also appears Stevens is headed to a fundraiser for her campaign. The high-dollar event allegedly was a $5,000 contribution to chair the fundraiser, $2,500 to host the event, and $1,000 for a supporter to attend the event. Last week, Breitbart News exclusively reported Stevens disputed on live TV any claims communist China is the bogeyman. Despite China's constant acts of corporate espionage against American companies and the genocide of Uyghur Muslims. During an appearance on Bloomberg Markets, the close Stevens had said she does not understand why everyone has been painting China as the bogeyman, since she ultimately believes China has opportunity by using the American free market. Though Stevens claims China is no bogeyman, the report also outlined the reports of the recent surges of Chinese espionage against the United States and the reports of the Chinese constantly stealing American intellectual property. Officials from China had denied the country's involvement in the country stealing intellectual property from Americans. Under the Trump administration, a State Department spokesperson was not able to comment on the violations. But Google CEO Sundar Pichai in a congressional hearing brought up a China-linked cyber attack on Google and said the United States has long said that intellectual property theft has cost the U.S. economy billions of dollars in revenue and thousands of jobs. Additionally, the report also described the Chinese government committing acts of genocide against the Uyghur people. The report even shows the Chinese use them in forced labor for manufacturing, even though Stevens has still said she considers that the United States should have good business with China.